Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you need to be. That's what I need you to be. You know, mostly because, look, if we're going to fight back, if we're going to push back on the issues happening and that we know to be wrong, then you have to have the truth. You have to have real information. Otherwise, as I always say, you know better than they are. And we don't want to be no better than they are. We want to be better than they are. Period. Don't you agree? 855-ROJO, 735-563. All right, listen. Some of you, I don't know if you knew this, but there's been a Scotland's new law. Not that it affects us here, but you never know. So Scotland's new law is a hate speech law. And basically it states that anybody who, next to Bill originally introduced years before, it warns against acts that stir up hatred against a group of persons or certain protected characteristics, including age, disability, religion, or in the case of a social or cultural group, perceived religious affiliation, sexual orientation, transgender identity, and variations of sexual characteristics, and the maximum penalty is a 7-year jail sentence. So J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter book series, she challenged the law on Monday. Police have declared that they will not prosecute the author. Scotland's new Hate Crime and the Public Order Act was activated on April 1st, and she jumped right in. Now, Rowling lives in Scotland's capital of Edinburgh, began on April Fool's Day a social media thread by listing the multiple biological male criminals who claim to be transgender just prior to being sentenced for various horrific crimes. She expressing mock relief that the were avowed gender identities were being respected. She then switched her rhetoric and declared, "Only kidding." That was considered hate speech. It's unreal. After slamming Scotland's new hate speech bill directly, she declared, "If what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of the new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to my birthplace of Scotland's Scottish Enlightenment." Now, the BBC reported Tuesday afternoon that social media comments made by Rowling challenging Scotland's new hate crime law are not being treated as criminal. You know, They're afraid of people like her who can make a big deal out of it. Right? Now, the BBC, on the other hand, God bless these people. They I'm glad it's not, that doesn't happen here. They recently confirmed that one of its top radio hosts broke its impartiality rules. It referred to a trans woman as a male. The UK outlet The Sun reported on Saturday the BBC affirmed a judgment against Today host Justin Webb after viewers complained that he said that trans women, in other words, males, on the network's Radio 4 program. According to the outlet, Alyssa complained to the network that Mr. Webb was giving his personal view on gender identity instead of being impartial on the subject. I guess they have a very tight grip on these people. It's amazing. Now, they had over 287 complaints about a recent story, about that story. Now, they also pushed back on a story that said breast milk produced by trans women is as good for babies as milk from a biological female. Yeah, okay. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the side-by-side chemical comparison of both. Right? What has more, what doesn't have more? Let's see where these kids are at. You know, we shouldn't use them for guinea pigs, but that's what they're doing. Right? We'll see where they're at in 10 years. Would love to know what happened to them. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I hope every woman in Scotland, she said, who wishes to speak up for the reality and importance of biological sex will be reassured by this announcement. I trust that women, irrespective of profile or financial means, will be treated equally under the law. That's what J.K. Rowling put out there. And she is pushing. She is helping. She is supporting. As she should. Somebody has to support these people, have to stick up for these people who are pushing back on it. And, well, you know, you feminists, I get a kick out of it. How quick you died on the Me Too stuff. How quick you've given up on all these kinds of things. Right? You won't step. What are you afraid of? You're afraid they're going to jail you? I really do. I have to know what you're afraid of in not sticking up for women. Truly sticking up for women. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. It's how we all win. I know I say it a lot, but I mean it. In three swing states, we've had a surge that could be problematic. There's been a significant uptick in voter registrations without photo ID in three critical swing states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Texas. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen. listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Like a bad rash that never really go away. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It is truly the way we win, right? It's the way we, and when I say that, I mean, I'm not saying that to be nasty or mean or anything like that. I'm saying that because you really have to understand. You really have to be involved to understand what the fight actually is, how to take that fight, right, to the, I don't want to say to the people, but I do mean that. Take it to those people that want to tell you how wrong you are, how bad you are, right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Anyway, what else do I have? I got a lot of stuff I want to get through. Now, that's the problem. I can't get through it all. Oh, again, when you talk about some of the things that are going on right now in past elections, none of them have been fixed for all intents and purposes. We're still waiting for over a million names to be taken off the L.A. County voter rolls for people that have moved out of the state, have died. They were ordered to take them off years ago by a judge. They don't care. They never have. The judge doesn't mean anything to them. The law doesn't mean anything for the Democrats. They'll push it on the other side. 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to get involved in a conversation. But there's been a significant uptick in reported in voter registrations without photo ID. Now, the conservative advocacy group End Wokeness brought this trend to light last week, citing figures that point to a surge since the start of 2024 with Texas. They experienced a staggering 1.2 million such registrations, Pennsylvania with 580,000, Arizona recording 220,000. Now, under the Help America Vote Act of 2002, states are mandated to verify the information of newly registered voters, while the act requires verification against state motor vehicle administration databases. Individuals without a driver's license can register using the last four digits of their Social Security number. Now, to comply with the requirements, they developed a new verification system known as the Help America Vote Verification Act, right? The states must only submit a request to us for new voters who do not present a valid driver's license during the voter registration process. Then they verify the accuracy of the name, date of birth, and the last four digits of the Social Security number. That's it. Okay? Now the Social Security number is supposed to let them know whether the individual is deceased or not. But that seems to be a 50-50 miss here. Now, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington, they issue driver's licenses to immigrants, illegals. And if they provide certain documentation, such as a foreign birth certificate, foreign passport, or consular card, and evidence of current residency in the state, they get it. Now, the funny thing about it was that they did a, 10, 12 years ago. They tested this card. And you get them from your, from the embassy, your local embassy. Or you get them from certain paperwork you have. And a fellow here that was a board of supervisors, elected official in the county of Los Angeles, there were several people that actually had voter cards with his name on it, ID cards with his name on it, which I find hilarious, frankly. Right? He's well known. Anybody who saw the name would know. And yet these people had cards with his name on it. Right? Anyway, DACA, they get Social Security numbers. They don't have a right to vote. People that are what's called TPS, they're granted temporary protective status. They don't have a right to vote. Right? They can apply for a Social Security number. There's all kinds of ways that these people get in there. And they can find a way to vote. It is going to be so hard for us to weed these out. That's why people have to come out in such high numbers. I don't know if you guys know, but many, many foreign countries that went to mail-in ballots turned that around in a relatively short period of time. Because of all the fraud. Not potential fraud, but the fraud that took place. So we're always being asked to follow, watch what they do in Europe. We should be doing the same thing. Well, apparently not. 855 Real Joe. got something to say, 855-732-5563, or you can send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. This is always fun. A world-leading virologist, has issued a shocking warning to the American public that a massive tsunami of death will soon destroy the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. That's right. The news reported that the bone-chilling warning was issued by Dr. Gert van Vandenbosch, a respected Belgian virologist, during an appearance on a podcast. Now, the doctor is certified in both virology and microbiology and is the inventor of a patent application for universal vaccines. He's also authored over 30 publications, currently works as an independent research consultant. The doctor, however, is the most famous for warning about the potential dangers of mass vaccination programs amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He warned that programs could lead to monster COVID variants. Now, this guy's an expert, well-respected. And then all of a sudden, he's a joke, according to the left. Now, the virologist told the podcaster that shortly a massive tsunami of death among the vaccinated would happen. This would start with more and more cases of long COVID, which would replace the surge of cancers. It'll end with a hyperacute wave. He said, what I'm predicting is pretty massive. It'll be the tsunami of illness. And the death among highly, highly vaccinated populations with compromised immune systems. He said that you'll see what will happen, for example, in the next coming week or so. It's called coming weeks. Is more and more cases of more serious long COVID. They will start to replace the surge of cancers. And it'll end with a hyperacute death rate. Now, if you know people that have had multiple vaccines and boosters, pray for them. Help them out. Get them what they need. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden had a phone conversation Tuesday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It was the first time in several months the leaders have talked. The White House reporting the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump would like the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order, which prohibits Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump criticized Merchan, alleging bias, highlighting the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which has worked with President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
There you go. I am back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. And being involved. Right? Being involved, being engaged, knowing what's going on, paying attention to what's going on. So you guys have sent me so many stories during the break. I try to peruse them real quick to see if there's any that I'm comfortable using. Now, we're talking about the virologist that issued a dire warning that you're going to see some real issues kind of rolling through based on, you know, the COVID vaccines that people got. And, you know, again, the crisis he feels is imminent. When he starts seeing the rise in long COVID, right, you're seeing some of the issues going on, the heart issues. You're hearing about the morgues, people dying that are having very, 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 very clogged arteries. You know, they're pulling those things out of them. Right, they're clots, but my God, they're long, they're disgusting. Now, if you wait to take, you know, some of these vaccines that have been antivirals put out, if you wait too long to take them, right, there may not be a reversal, may not be one. So there's people that see this one of the other countries or one of the other states in the United States when this starts. Hospitalizations are going to go up. They're going to go up rapidly because people are going to freak out about it. But look into it. It doesn't hurt to seek out information and weed it out. Right? You look at it. You decide what works for you. You decide what makes a difference. In all seriousness, And then do what's right for your body. Do what's right for you. It's always funny, you know, you have a lot of those progressives that will tell you, it's my body, my choice, you should be able to do what you want with your body, blah, 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 I can't tell me what to put in my body. Well, why can you tell me, why can you and why do you tell me what to put in my body? And frankly, on a pretty regular basis, mind you. Come on, you know, you're telling me what vaccines I have to take, what kind of foods I should be eating or not eating. You may even force it like they try to do in New York. Isn't that cool? Being told what to do, what you can eat, how you can eat, what medicines you're going to be allowed to have access to. Remember, under Donald Trump, he allowed people, you know, at a terminal level, maybe dying of cancer, going blind, or what have you, to try experimental drugs that they could sign up for on their own. They could waive, you know, the ability to sue these people. So I don't know why we don't go back that. Why not allow us to make our own decisions about our own bodies when it comes to healing them or you know, getting help with them? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now opposing trans athletes, which I love. This is hilarious. Is there a college course for this? Because I haven't seen this yet, and I only find this in highly educated people. Right? But opposing trans athletes in girls' sports now is a, you ready for this? Write it down. It is a form of white supremacist patriarchy. Yeah, let that sink in. National Organization for Women, called NOW, no longer supports women. Several people declared after a controversial social media post. NOW responded to responded to the news of the former and current college athletes filing a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights by allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete in a women's championship. Now, according to the women's rights group, actions like these were the work of white supremacist patriarchy rather than a concern for equality. Right? Can't have anything to do with equality. Can't possibly be that. Repeat after us. Weaponizing womanhood against other women is white supremacist patriarchy at work. Making people believe there isn't enough space for trans women in sports is white supremacy. Yeah, no, it's not. It's called science. Okay? Science is not settled on this. They haven't done enough research on it. What little research they've seen or what they've seen happening is causing other countries to stop this. Stop the operations, causing them to stop the, not just the operation, but the hormone blockers and so on. Why wouldn't they? Right? Now, the National Organization for Women, think about it. They're saying they want women's sports to be made up of women. And if you say that out loud, you're now part of a white supremacist movement. Although, I don't know how it's a white supremacist movement because, I don't know, aren't they speaking out against some white women transgender or white male transgender? I don't know how it works. Now, Brad Slager from Town Hall, he mocked, he said, you posted this a day early, but I'm retweeting it. Let's see if people can see your joke. He said, I can't believe I worked here when I was in college. I'm embarrassed for you. The patriarchy is telling women to sit down and shut up and pretty much accept whatever unfairness and invasion of privacy is hurled their way. You see how they spin this? You see where they go with this? No matter what it is, they spin it around, it's your fault. They do the same thing with Trump, right? You know, I call him the party of non-responsibility, and it doesn't bother me at all. But they do the same thing with Trump. When it comes to Donald Trump, everything that's happening, everything that's going on, or everything bad anyway, like the violence in the Middle East somehow, has to do with Donald Trump. Somehow it's his fault. Right? However, if they perceive that there's more job things looking up, all of a sudden that's because of the things that Joey B did. The same exact way that Barack Obama operated. No difference. So it's a pattern. They're going on for years. They're not going to stop anytime soon because they know it works. Especially among their tribe. Works fine. Generation Z might be entering the workforce in masses. Hiring managers, though, are hiding under the desks. With the stories I hear, I don't blame them. Right? They're not so eager to welcome this new younger generation into their companies. I think they recently did a survey and over 40% of hiring managers had an age bias against General Z candidates. Right? Because a lot of employers are worried about how hireable an applicant is based on their age according to a Now, if you look at what happened at Google, if you look at what took place at Facebook and Twitter, and a lot of these other companies that come forward with these stories, Gen Z is a nightmare to deal with in the workforce. In a survey of over 1,000 hiring managers, 42% admitted to considering age when reviewing applications on both sides of the equation. Being a General Z or a Gen Z or being a senior could cause your resume to be thrown in the trash, while 40% of hiring managers said they were biased against Gen Zs. And 33% said it was the same about senior candidates. Now, by scrutinizing education and work history timelines, employers inadvertently introduce bias based on age. Right? Rather than focusing on the candidate's qualifications. That's according to somebody at Resume Builders. But when you look at the age first, and you've had to deal with Gen Zers, you had to deal with millennials, you had to deal with people like that, of course you're going to be hesitant. Of course you're not going to want to. Many hiring managers continue to rely on age as a determining factor. They should at least be looking at it. And then I would take that person's name, right, where they live and all that, and I would definitely beat my brains out to do a look up social media, see what they're doing and how they're doing. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Joe Bettini, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I like to say. So, there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on that we really need to be paying attention to around you. Now, as some of you know, I've said it before, I live in California. Yeah, the belly of the beast. And you sit here and you have to say to yourself, okay, why, first of all, why am I here? I got personal reasons for being here. Ain't going anywhere anytime soon. But you look at what's going on around you, right? And you say, my God, look at the shopping. If you're in California or a state like California, look around. Look at what's going on in your supermarket, your gas stations, your schools. Pay attention. Ask questions. I know it's a lot of work to do, but you know what? I used to tell my kids when they, well, not used to, my kids, as they were having children and going through some stuff, I'd say, you know, well, I'd say, here's the bottom line with it. They didn't ask for you. You asked for them. However you conceived them, you asked for them. And so what I have to say about that is that it's your job to take care of them. It's your job to make sure they're being brought up right, that they're in the right environment. There's so much you need to make sure. There's so much you need to work with. And so when they're having issues or what have you, it's not on them. It's on you to help fix it. Working from home can offer a better work-life balance and no commuting, right? Yeah, I have to commute from upstairs downstairs. Fewer distractions. Now, recently a video revealing a Gen Z assistant whereabouts while working remotely one day has gone viral on TikTok. The footage shows Lulu Davidson, 21, getting her hair washed at a salon while video calling her manager, which I have to admit is hilarious for her to even think that that's okay. Newsweek spoke to Bela about the hilarious clip, which has racked up about 2 million views. She said, "I actually voice called Lulu, and she made it a FaceTime, clearly because her ears were wet and soapy. She said, I thought it was hilarious. We had a good laugh about it, and then we got down to business." Bailey is a Brisbane Australian, says that she has no qualms about her staff working from home, that she didn't really even mind that she found out Davidson, a university student, was at a hair appointment. She added, "I didn't know which is why it was so funny when she picked up like that, but when I was online, I had been texting her and emailing her before that call. So it really didn't matter where she was when she got back to me. She was getting the job done." Now, but one of her bosses said, "This is exactly what I meant when I said it was going to be flexible working arrangements." Now, a recent survey found that younger generations have no desire to stay in remote work. Right? A professional services research company found that only 11% of Gen Z workers want to be fully remote. You know, it's so much different. First of all, there's a lot more collaboration when you're in the same office. You guys are talking to each other. You're moving through things. You're having small meetings where 3, 4, 5 of you. I know you can Zoom, you can this, you can that, but it's not the same. Look at each other in the eyes. Look at the body language. Look at what you got going on. Those things count. Those things matter. The survey also found that Gen Zers who were born between 1997 and 2012 prefer jobs that offer a hybrid work arrangement. Only 52% or older workers agreed. Now, Bailey, the founder of the Australian PR and content agency, described herself as a big advocate for hybrid working. "I'm happy with the teams. They're working. They're getting things done." No, I guess that it's one way of looking at it. I know that when we had a computer company, computer services, Tammy and I, the kind of mindset was, look, you've got to get X amount of work done a week. If you get it done by Wednesday afternoon, see you later, have fun, go home. Or stay and make more money. It's up to you. Don't care. And then at one point we decided, because people kind of got, I don't want to say lazy, got complacent. Some of you can grasp the idea of what we gave them was minimum wage for up to 40 hours work. And then we gave them a percentage of what they billed. So they came to work, they got paid to come to work, and then they got a bonus for what they billed. Some of them who were go-getters, who were aggressive, realized they could double their paycheck in a short matter of time and not really work any harder. So they did so. They kind of called it on their own. That was way back when. But Gen Zers aren't motivated by money. Millennials weren't motivated really by money either. So it's kind of hard to find that sweet spot. And what you end up doing is you end up hiring, you know, for every 2 people you need to fill a spot, you got to kind of hire 3. you need the extra. So in all seriousness, it just works out better that way, and you'll get the work done. And there's some people today that are working 2 jobs. I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. They're working 2 jobs to pay bills and to make ends meet. Yeah, it's terrible. Not the end of the world, but it's terrible. I had to do it. I had four kids. Somebody had to feed those little animals the way they suck down food. So I ended up working. Like you say, I did end up working two jobs. And it's okay. I made it. I'm still alive. I'm doing well. It truly instills character in you. As I said, those kids didn't ask for me. Right? I asked for them. I helped bring them in this world. It's my job to take care of them. All right. Off that soapbox. Former MSNBC host, Mehdi Hasan, he's been a blistering critic of the U.S. Supreme Court's radical right majority. He's praised Justice Sonia Sotomayor, one of the three Democrat-appointed justices, for standing up to all of them. But in an op-ed published by The Guardian on April 1st, he argued that Sotomayor should resign, not because he dislikes her, because he fears that her seat will become available when Joe Biden is a president and Republicans are in control of the Supreme Court. Now, forget Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as Hasan argues. It is Sonia Sotomayor who is the greatest liberal to sit on the Supreme Court in my adult lifetime. The first Latina to hold a position of justice. She blazed a relentless progressive trail on the highest bench of the land. See, this is what bothers me about the way these people talk. She's liberal. Okay? The Constitution doesn't care whether you're liberal or conservative. All right? Doesn't care whether you're Hispanic, white, black. Doesn't care. It's the law. And you don't interpret the Constitution. There were ways to go find out exactly what our founding fathers had in mind when they wrote the Constitution, where they were coming from, where certain parts of the Constitution came from. You can find every bit of it. And you don't even have to go that far. Go over to Wall Builders. They have it all there. The Heritage Foundation, they got it all there. Right? And you'll learn exactly what they had in mind. If you want to change the law, if you don't like how conservative our founding fathers were, and you want to change the Constitution or parts of, that's what the amendment process is for. You don't just buck the system. You don't write an executive order. You change it so that we the people have a right to speak to it. We the people have a right to vote on it. Seriously. He went on to praise Sotomayor, who's 69 years old, as the conscience of the Supreme Court. Really? Well, why is she the conscience? Because she's liberal? I'll say it again and over again. Our laws are not made to have feeling, okay? They're not made for you to be emotional. If you want to say they're made to have compassion, okay, I could kind of go down that road if you're talking about the fact. I use this example because it's the easiest one of all. If somebody's stealing food or stealing clothing to feed their family because things are really, really, really bad out there, that's not somebody you're going to send to jail for, 5 years. Because it was a bit of a selfless act. Still stealing. Still wrong. Still against the law. As opposed to somebody goes in and steals clothes and TVs and all this other stuff because they feel like they're owed it, and then they're going to sell it and pocket the money for other things. That's a whole different animal, a whole different mindset. Is it not, or am I wrong here? So I'm a senior host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Thanks for listening. I'll get them working. Check out JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can sign up there for the news blast. There's so much going on there. Great stories. Give us a thumbs up and download the app on Apple and Google. God bless. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join me.